I ended up on heroin, so for the withdrawal of that, I kind of used the legal highs to deal with the physical and mental withdrawal. Since then, I've had struggles with it, yeah.
That's Nicola, who became addicted to legal highs at the age of 21.
I've got bad memory from it. I do get quite bad nightmares quite a lot of the time. I wake up every hour or two to smoke one to get myself back to sleep because I'm not addicted to it.
We changed her voice and name to keep her identity safe. Nicola is just one of hundreds I've discovered across Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire who are regularly taking these dangerous substances. Dangerous substances available to buy legally right here on the streets of the North East.
There's a large group that we find when we do blood tests on them that they've got muscle breakdown, and most of these patients just need to be admitted and given fluid and observed for a few hours.
That's Professor James Ferguson from Aberdeen's Royal Infirmary. He's seen firsthand the damage these legal highs have done.
The thing is, we're seeing that these drugs are deleterious to your body, even when you're taking them and you're not having an effect. So we're just seeing the top small percentage coming into the ED. So there's obviously people out there taking these drugs who may well be damaging their muscle repeatedly. And I think we're likely to see long-term effects from these drugs. In many of the patients we took in, we were checking a level called creatinine kinase, which is just an indication that muscle has been damaged. And a large number of these patients, at least 50% of them, in my experience, when we do a CK, we find they're high. Now, some of them might just be a mild increase, but we've had some who have had really very, very high increases. Now, they're young men. Usually just fluids is enough to treat that and observing them for a day or so. But obviously there's the small minority that end up in high dependency unit or even in intensive care.
Professor Ferguson told us that many of the users had injuries similar to those he'd treated from car accidents. So what are these legal highs actually made up of? How do they create these horrible injuries? And why on earth are they legal? I went to visit Steve Tucker, a pharmacologist at Aberdeen University, in an attempt to answer those questions.
They basically contain cocktails of substances that are very similar to illegal drugs, in that they will mimic various transmitters or manipulate various transporters within the central nervous system in order to achieve either a stimulant effect or a depressant effect. So they really are just existing illegal drugs that have been slightly chemically modified so that they are not on the banned list, thereby effectively exploiting a legal loophole. They're branded as legal because they are not on the illegal list. However, they are equally as harmful, and in some cases more harmful, than existing illegal drugs.
So just how many people here in the Northeast have been taking these legal highs? We asked you.
We want to know how many people in the Northeast have tried so-called legal highs. There's an anonymous poll on the North Sound website this morning, and we've put a link on our Facebook page and on Twitter at North Sound News.
The results shocked us.
We've got the results through of our poll. More than 200 of you got involved, and around 1 in 4 said they had taken them.
You get really bad like physical symptoms, like sweating all the time and confusion.
So you definitely do see that it's taken a toll over these years?
Yes, definitely. Especially with my kidneys. They have had a bad effect on my kidneys.
21-year-old Nicola, again, not her real name. We changed the pitch of our voices so she couldn't be identified.
What's happened to your kidneys?
I've got the doctors have taken a few blood samples and they've noticed that the legal highs have, like, just made my kidneys not as strong as they should be, you know.
And what did you think to hear that?
Honestly, I wasn't bothered because I was on the legal highs, so I didn't care. Didn't have a care in the world.
What is your feelings on them just now? Are you in a stage in your life where you have stopped or want to stop?
I have stopped a lot, but I've always relapsed. I do want to stop, but it's not as easy as just stopping. I found it more addictive than any other drug I've ever been on.
You may be familiar with the shop name Harmonasian, a shop in the Northeast selling legal highs. Aberdeen police used an antisocial behaviour order to close the store, only to have it reopen in a new premises, only streets away. So So how can police and councils tackle this? Well, Edinburgh City Council Trading Standards Officers and Police Scotland took a step forward in October last year, bursting into 13 stores in the capital, seizing £50,000 worth of legal highs. They became the first local authority to be granted confiscation orders by the Sheriff Court after the substances were deemed unsafe. So if it worked in Edinburgh, why can't it work here in the Granite City? Councillor Ross Thompson.
I think Edinburgh City Council have shown real initiative in taking this forward, which is why at the meeting of the Aberdeen City Council's Communities, Housing and Infrastructure Committee, I raised this very issue and I've asked the committee and the officers to look at exactly what Edinburgh have done, how they went about doing it, and that we follow their example.
Legal highs are still available on our streets. A blanket ban on the substances was due to come into effect on the 6th of April, but it's been postponed for at least a month. The Home Office decided to delay the Psychoactive Substances Act after claims that the current definition of the drugs is not clear enough for police to enforce. The Home Office Minister confirmed that the ban would come into effect at some point this spring. But locally, we have come a long way in battling the problem. Luanne Grugeon is the Chief Executive of Alcohol and Drugs Action. She says she's seen many improvements in the last 12 months.
New psychoactive substances remain a significant concern for us. We are still seeing a lot of people struggling with using these substances, and there are still myths out there that because something's legal or very cheap to buy, then it's relatively harmless, and we know that that's definitely not the case. I think that with new psychoactive substances, because they are so unregulated, that the names change, the contents change, and it's very difficult to keep a track on that, so it really has to come back to the basic awareness.
But help is available. Remember 21-year-old Nicola?
I have been free of legal highs for probably coming up to over a year now. So yeah, I'm quite far on with my recovery. There still is the worry about relapsing and stuff, as always with people in recovery, but I'm very far on with my recovery and very sure that I won't end up back in the position that I was. It was horrible. I couldn't control any aspect of my life at all. It was all down to the legal highs, when I got up, when I went to bed, when I went to the toilet, my mood. I've noticed as months have gone on from the journey, I've been forgetting a lot of what had happened during the time I was on legal highs, so I think the legal highs have done some sort of damage to my memory. I couldn't feel my arms and legs a lot of the time, and I'm a driver, I have a car, so that wasn't safe at all. My skin tone constantly changed, I constantly looked everyone actually was asking if I was on heroin when I was taking it, because my eyes did the same as what they did when people take heroin. I don't think anyone really realises how dangerous legal highs are. I certainly didn't. When I started them, I really did think because they were legal, they were safe. It was such a shock on how dangerous they actually are. It made me suicidal. It made me into a horrible person as well. I just want people to read about it and look up about it and stuff before making the decision to go on it.
For all you need to know about legal highs, you can visit the news pages of NorthSound1.com.